On the live line with us is Supervisor Linda Hopkins. And Supervisor Hopkins wrote an open letter to the members of the Bohemian Grove last Friday evening. Extremely well thought out. It covered a lot of bases. I'm going to just quote a little part of it for you right now. Quote, I find it extremely interesting that even though the Grove is in my supervisorial district, I've heard of more phone calls regarding the Grove being directed to the male elected officials because, you know, it's easier for a guy to talk to another guy about why the Grove is okay than it is to talk to a woman about it, because there's some comfort and ease in talking with someone of the same gender. It's a little more challenging to talk about sensitive issues, particularly sexism, with someone of the opposite sex, unquote. Supervisor Hopkins, I know that the responses have been mighty to that open letter. Anything at all from the Bohemian Grove?
You know, I have not received any kind of formal response from the Bohemian Grove. And I want you to know that I didn't just sort of send a letter out on social media. I actually also called them, called their staff person. That was the only point of contact that I had on Tuesday night after last week's board meeting. But it's been kind of radio silence, and I think that's a shame. I think that this is an important conversation to have.
Well, you're willing, and as you said in this open letter, to meet with them at the Grove and give each of you an opportunity to shake the other's hand and have a chat.
Yeah, and I think that's honestly the way to break down barriers and have conversations about what it means. You know, and if they continue to exclude women from their membership, are there ways that they could, quite frankly, be better neighbors to the Monterio community? It's always struck me as very odd that we have this incredibly wealthy, powerful enclave on 2,700 acres in the town of Monterio. They have their own $3 million store. Monterio doesn't have a store. You know, it's sort of the tales of the haves and the have-nots in some cases. You know, we struggle with homelessness and unemployment, opioid addiction in the Lower Russian River, and it seems to me that there are ways that they could really be stepping up to support the community.
And the people at the Grove would say, yeah, but we do that variety show every year, which benefits the local community.
Yeah, it's about $60,000 that they raise. It benefits three organizations. It's also actually heavily relies upon locals in terms of actually pulling it together and doing the advertising. And then it's mostly locals who are actually the ones coming to the conference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Someone pointed out. So in ways, it's sort of more the community, you know, helping itself out, of course, with the talent of the Grove and the partnership of Grove members. But that's also apparently not formally a Grove event. It's just sort of Grove members who have traditionally been engaged and supportive, you know, and they help provide the artists and the entertainment.
And there's a specific reason, isn't there, why the female-dominated Board of Supervisors voted unanimously yesterday to accept the contract this year between the Sheriff's Department and the Bohemian Grove?
Yeah, and I think this is a really important conversation to have, you know, because some people are like, well, you know, you raise this big stink and then you voted for it anyway. Why, right? Well, my reason at the end of the day is that I don't think it's appropriate to pull this contract at the last minute, leaving them no time to develop a contingency plan. As you know, there are tons of events all over Sonoma County, and it's not clear to me that they could actually come up with a plan B for their security with such short notice. And I want to be clear that I'm actually less concerned with the folks who probably have their own sort of private security or
yeah,
you know, folks who bodyguard to come with them everywhere, but we also have hundreds of locals who live there, and if something were to happen, if there were a security threat that quite frankly came about by the enhanced publicity and the knowledge that there weren't going to be sheriff's deputies, then I couldn't live with myself if something were to happen.
And so will this be the last time you will vote in favor of this particular contract?
It is for me. I really don't see a public benefit to this contract. It really seems to me that it is benefiting private individuals. You know, if there is sort of a broader need for upstaffing in the Lower Russian River during these kinds of events, that's a different conversation, I think, than having four sheriff's deputies stationed in the parking lot of the Bohemian Grove for the entire duration of encampment.
Yeah, it is a different situation, and it will be curious to follow this story, and I know you'll let us know if you do have some sort of communication from the Grove. It seems only reasonable that they would respond to you in some sort of way.
I would hope so. And I have the distinct feeling that this is not going to be the end of the conversation by any means. I think this is really, hopefully, the start of a conversation, the start of a meaningful conversation. And, you know, it's weird to me when something like this gets so much airtime. And I'm glad that we're talking about it because, you know, sexism and issues of equality are critical. But, you know, we're also passing a $1.6 billion budget this week. You know, there's a lot of other critical issues that I'm looking forward to, at least setting aside this controversy for a few days and really focusing on the budget.
Yeah, and we talked with Supervisor Rabbit about that last hour. And certainly, you know, one of the big concerns is what cuts are going to be made to what departments. And it seems, Supervisor Hopkins, that at the top of that to-do list or to-consider list are mental health services here in the county,
which are so critical. And, you know, actually, just over the past couple of weeks, within 1 week time frame, we actually had 3 suicides in the Lower Russian River, including a young man, Nick Ballinger, who, you know, many considered one of the mayors of Guerneville. I won't say he was the mayor because we have many mayors in Guerneville of community leaders who are just generous of spirit, kind of heart, and, you know, everyone just loves them and admires them. And he was one of them, and it was really, really, truly a tragedy. And when I see those kinds of trends, I mean, you know, one is one thing. 3 within 1 week time in a similar geographic area, it just makes me really think about the impacts of all of our disasters that we experienced.
Yeah.
You know, we went through the floods in February. We were in the fires, you know, 2 years ago. And these are the kinds of things, I think, that have long-term ramifications on the mental health of our community. So now, in my opinion, is not the time to be cutting mental health services. We need those peer support services now more than ever.
Well, I'm glad I don't have your job today, Supervisor Hopkins, but I am very happy that you came to be on the air with us this morning. Good luck.
Well, thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. That is Supervisor Linda Hopkins addressing many things that the supervisors are going to deal with. And yeah, it's going to be a very telling day when it comes to a $17 million budget deficit that the supervisors are dealing with. There will be cuts that have to be made. We'll find out where and how much, hopefully tomorrow morning. And we'll bring that story to you first thing tomorrow.